If school officials declare a poorly performing or often absent student no longer enrolled, it can boost a school building's or a whole district's report card grade, because those ratings are based in part on attendance and test results. Schools are allowed to drop a student's enrollment and no longer bear the responsibility for his or her shortcomings, but only if the schools have followed proper protocol and can prove it. After a Columbus Dispatch probe revealed suspicious and massive changing of student enrollment in Columbus schools, State Auditor David Yost launched a statewide probe to include other districts, and now he's released a preliminary report. One finding, some schools have scrubbed many students from enrollment records by declaring the students truant without getting a necessary truancy declaration from a judge.
Without a court order, a child is not truant.
The preliminary audit highlights that Columbus schools tested about 1,000 middle school students and then later scrubbed them.
We found pervasive evidence of students who had a break in enrollment that was not supported by the documentation.
In Cleveland schools, the audit concludes there are big irregularities too, so big Yost says it's impossible for auditors to complete a thorough probe.
We initially went to a couple of schools there, pulled files for students, and found that there was no documentation at all in any of them. And we interviewed management, and we're told that they don't have any policy to maintain any of these things, and that we would find precisely the same lack of documentation in every other instance that we looked.
The preliminary audit also finds suspicious attendance data changes in the Toledo, Campbell, and Marion school districts. Dropping students from enrollment improperly and not keeping required records are both examples of what Yost calls non-compliance with state law. But this is where the auditor is careful to say his probe doesn't necessarily prove wrongdoing. For that, he says, someone would have to show that a principal, attendance officer, or a superintendent changed the data in order to boost a report card grade, and the audit alone doesn't prove motivation. So it's not clear if he'll recommend anybody be prosecuted.
There's always been the possibility of criminal referrals. Ohio has a tampering with records statute. And it's a serious matter. That said, it does have an intent element to it. So the kind of work that we've done here is necessary for criminal prosecution, but it's not sufficient.
Ohio's reliance on test scores and attendance data to compile report cards for schools has been criticized as unfair by education activists. But the chair of the Ohio Senate Education Committee, Peggy Lehner, says that's no excuse for anyone to fudge numbers. She says legislators are considering changing the report card system.
But regardless of whether it's fair or not, it's the law. And all of these superintendents and principals across the state are required to follow the law, whether they like it or not.
We've asked the Ohio School Boards Association for its take on this school's audit, but haven't heard back. The audit is good news for some school buildings. 100 were audited due to data changes that raised red flags. But while 36 show evidence of improper changes, 28 have what the audit calls only non-pervasive errors, and 21 have been declared totally clean. Meanwhile, more schools are being audited. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.